US Agency for International Development Director for Madagascar, Rudolph Thomas, says the United States is responding to the World Food Programme's emergency appeal.
Their second year of a two-year drought, and so it's very, very dry. And when you look out at the land, it's very barren, and there's very little grass. There's an occasional tree off in the distance. In fact, where there were riverbeds, it's just bone dry. There's no water.
WFP Madagascar representative Christina Bednarska said the number of food insecure districts had increased from 31 to 53 in 2 years. In addition to drought, the area faced cyclones and locust infestations. She said reports during the past 2 months of people eating crop seeds, selling their goods and migrating pointed to widespread famine by March.
People have since the beginning of the lean season in October adopted negative coping strategies, consuming their own seeds, consuming food products that are inappropriate for their health. Signals that the migration of the men to find jobs in other areas have started, leaving women and children in even more difficult situation alone in this area.
The UN Children's Fund representative for Madagascar, Bruno Mace, said more than half the country's children were already affected from a poor diet.
If UNICEF and its partner are not able to provide a humanitarian response to avoid a major food security and nutritional crisis, 300,000 children under 5 in these affected areas are at risk of severe acute malnutrition. It's worse only in Afghanistan and Yemen.
He says UNICEF is concerned massive cuts to healthcare, plus the predicted famine, will have serious consequences for the health of local residents next year. More than half the area's health centres will have to close in 2 weeks when UNICEF funding runs out. Tana McNeish for VOA News, Antananarive.